You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Passing on a chicken quesadillas and then asking for an extra hard-boiled egg on the chef's salad doesn't really make sense.
What the hell?
Don't worry about that part. Just don't worry about that part. That was an amazing call. That was Carl in Antioch. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Carl bought everybody time. We wanted to take more calls. Of course, we are live from Gallagher Way ahead of Game 3, the deciding factor in this Cubs and Padres wildcard series. We're seeing some people get to the ballpark. I'm seeing some nice luggage, so I'm assuming it's that of the Padres crew. So they're in the house, and we are too as we get you ready. So let's go back to the phones. Jim in Park Ridge. Jim, you're on The Score.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking me a call. First of all, you don't bench those players. You play the players that got you there. They're just not doing their jobs. We're hoping they can do it. But unfortunately, I work here with a bunch of cheeseheads, and they've been telling me all along how Craig Council, his decisions in the playoffs are going to backfire. So hopefully, he'll make a right decision. We all make mistakes. But my issue is with Jed Hoyer. I'm done with Jed Hoyer and the management. Ever since he got his new contract before the trading deadline, he didn't do enough. So, him and the Ricketts, they're in it together. So, listen, it's fans, don't expect any more big moves from this organization anymore. You're going to get these small little waiver wire moves. The big move is for Kyle Tucker. So I have faith in those boys in the clubhouse with Craig. Hopefully he'll make the right decisions. But as far as management, I'm done with Jed Hoyer and Ricketts. So let's go. Cubbies, they can do it. I got my Believe bracelet on. Thanks for taking my call. You have a good day, guys.
Well, thanks, Jim. But if they win, how do you feel then?
Yim is gone.
Jim, if they win today, how do you feel then?
Well, if they win, yeah, of course. But I'm done with Ricketts. We want him to win, of course. I have faith in those players in the clubhouse. But what Hoyer didn't do, he could trade. I mean, look what all these other GMs did. We got to learn from those guys. I mean, it's for the future. I mean, they're not going to spend any more money. They're not going to spend over $200 million. They're not going to. I've been a fan for years. I know they're not going to spend that kind of money. They're bringing in all this money. They're not going to spend it. Just what we got in the farm system, they're going to use these guys and maybe get a waiver wire deal to pick up a pitcher who had an injury and try to rehab him. But don't expect any big moves from this team.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you giving me the follow-up question there to your call.
I agree with Jim almost completely because I think he has, as a fan, his mind in the right place. He's with the team. He understands their limitations. He believes they can pull out this game 3 today. But at the same time, he's looking at the front office. He's looking at everybody else's front office. He's like, why can't we make moves like that? We're the Cubs. We're market 3. It's Chicago.
And the Cubs could have been the ones that were the aggressors for Mason Miller, who we're all infatuated with and obsessed with because he's throwing Peyton 104 miles per hour.
Well, and he was expensive. That's the part of this. And frankly, I think the A's did the right thing. There was still some questions as to whether or not the A's were going to part with him because he was under control for so long. But it came back to a similar situation we saw with the White Sox when they had Liam Hendricks. A closer is a luxury item. If you don't have anybody around him, and Mason Miller's not closing, but you feel me. Like, that kind of reliever is a luxury item. But it can certainly, A, if you're Sacramento, help you build your team. And then, B, if you're on the other side, the Padres, they've hoarded prospects for a while. You know, they waited to give up their top 10 prospects in some of these trades for a while. Yu Darvish is a good example of that. Those were not top 10 prospects at the time that were given up in that deal. So you wait and you wait, and you knew it was going to be expensive. The Cubs did the same thing when it came to trading for Kyle Tucker. They knew it was going to cost them a lot of prospect capital, big league capital as well. So I understand it's a risky move. You know, it is a bold move, especially when you think you have enough. But that's why you do it.
What Jed Hoyer did do was give Craig Counsell what he wanted in terms of the players to give him 90 wins. Got to 92 wins. That's what we all talked about before the season started. Can the Cubs get to 90 wins? That was a topic on all of the shows. I actually said no because it was right around the Bregman time. I was like, if they'd gotten Bregman, I would have been able to make a case for it. So I did not predict the Cubs would get to 90. So they did get to that. I hear you guys, though, on the halftime. It's right in their faces that they could have done more.
It's like when you buy your girl a nice piece of jewelry and it's really expensive because, like you said, a closer is a luxury item.
Right.
The reason that she gives that up is she's like, well, we're not together anymore and I can get money off of that. So let me go get money so I can invest in my future.
Well, I mean, it's also just the other part of it is when he was the ace closer, you've got to put yourself in positions for saves. That's the other part. Like, the guy deserves to work. So it costs them, but you can see how it can really benefit both teams when it's done right. Let's keep with the calls. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We're listening to you, Pat in Lakeview. Pat, you're on The Score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Wanted to get your thoughts on potentially moving PCA up in the lineup and asking him to take a couple pitches and potentially get on base and wreak some havoc. Also, after the Cubs win today, I wanted to invite you all and Dave the Cat to the after party here at the corner of Addison Wilton. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
The party?
First of all, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
Yeah, and I will talk now to Dave. I will see if he is interested. I'm not sure if that will be his jam, but thanks for the invitation. That was very nice. It was good calls today, guys.
Who was on the meow drop?
That's, I think it's Molly.
Oh, that's Molly? Okay.
It is Molly. How did I know that was Molly in one note?
Because Molly is hilarious. Molly is always hilarious. I will say, like, this ain't the time to do it, but I remember one of Joe Madden's tricks was.
That is low-key hilarious.
It's very hilarious. what Joe Madden used to do and what other managers do if a guy is struggling, yeah, you put him in a more favorable spot in the lineup, Joe Madden would put guys in leadoff that were struggling. Now, this ain't the regular season, so it's not play time. Back off, Marshall. It's not play time. So I don't think that is a good idea, but I'm just giving it a little bit of credit. I mean, it's to put him up in the lineup right now with where he is, 0-for-6 with 5 Ks, don't like. Yes, Marshall?
I was just making sure you weren't taking his baton and then running with it.
I was not taking
Marshall
the baton.
Marshall literally leaned in. I mean, if you were watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, you could see him lean in, and that's why Grody said back off.
Sometimes I have to make sure that
Where's
Grody's
that security
not being...
guard? Don't we have a security guard today?
Can I just share something with everybody? So the fun part is Grody is a stirrer of the pot. Grody stirs the pot. And Marshall is a provocateur. Yes. And every now and then you get this nice little melding of the challenges. And that's
my
what
favorite
we just heard.
Is Marshall Layla, the way he kind of like he gives that look like, oh, I want to hear this.
Yeah,
I do want to hear it.
You lean in. You're like,
yeah, this is good. I want to hear this because what I'm about to say is going to blow your mind.
I'm just hanging out, getting ready for the Cubs and the Padres.
Yeah, and Marshall's never been here, but we've never been to Gallagher Way.
It's my first day.
Yeah, we just happened to construct this really appropriate fort with all the resources since we've been here for 3 days in a row magically. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody live from Gallagher Way on The Score. We continue on the phones. Our friend Wayne in Lafayette. Wayne, you're on The Score.
You open the fridge, There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, Layla, finally get to talk to you after I saw you and Ozzy at Four Winds, man. We got a great picture of me and you, man. It'll be famous someday. I'm going to send you a copy of it. You will love it.
Well, and thanks for the pen, Wayne. Wayne gave me a nice pen, too, so I appreciate that, too.
No problem. Hey, you guys, got a question for you. What happened to the old Barry Bonds move? Like, remember Don Zimmer with that big wad of tobacco in his jaw come out there and said, send him? Anybody can hit a home run. Machado, anybody. They first stand on first base, they're not hitting no home run against you. And if Council doesn't do some of that stuff today, he's suffering from that old, old Midwestern disease called fat-headedness. Never be a fathead and get fat-headedness, man, if you can.
It happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah, we got to watch Grody, man. How you been, buddy? Man, I got a picture of me and you two. I got to get them sent to you guys, man. They're up there rotting away in my drawer. Man, you guys, they're famous pictures, man.
Hey, man, but you're right about Popeye.
Wayne comes out. Like, Wayne shows up.
I know he does. Wayne's one of our best callers, one of our best listeners, all of that stuff. And I'm with you, man. Yeah, there might have to be a little Don Zimmer, Popeye Zimmer, the 1989 Cubs division-winning manager, and he loved him a squeeze play. Loved a squeez play. Loved to get the love small ball. It's a different time. 1989 was vastly different baseball. But I hear you, and by the way, that's your manager today. Layla, you are – Don Zimmer is your manager today. Every day I've given Layla, a former Cubs manager, Mike Quadi was yesterday, Dale Swaim the previous day. Congratulations. You now have a division champion manager in Don Zimmer.
I chose Rick Renteria. Does that mean nothing to you?
Well, you did, but that's not the way this works, Layla. I am assigning you Cubs managers. I'm not letting you choose. This is not multiple choice.
I will stick with a different division winning manager, although I'm waiting for him to win the division with the Cubs. That would be Craig Counsell. I'll stick with him as my manager.
You know, this is the hard part, right? Like, as much as we can have fun with it and as much as we've talked about it and the decisions, we gave him credit for what happened in game one. You're going to get the other side of it in game two out of fairness. It really comes down to the decisions you're making today. Let's continue with the calls. They've been a lot of fun. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Len in Glenview. Hey, Len.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. I agree with everyone who's talking about benching Kyle Tucker, and here's why. First of all, in 50-plus playoff games, the guy is hitting .229. That's not October hitting. Secondly, even if Tom Ricketts loosens the purse strings and offers that wheelbarrow of cash, Kyle Tucker is not signing back with the Cubs. The guy does not play Wrigley Field, right field, well at all. He's afraid of the corner. He's afraid of the wall. where the foul line is. Thirdly, Seiya Suzuki hits much better when he's playing in the field. That's been obvious. Yeah. And lastly, Mo Ballesteros has got as sweet a swing from the left side in a Cub uniform as anyone since Mark Grace and before him, Billy Williams.
Damn, man.
That is very high praise.
Wow, we've got Chris Gwynn or Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony Gwynn Jr. is coming up at 12:25 here.
Yeah, we can see if he can size up that sweet swing of Moises Ballesteros. But we've kind of talked about it, guys. Like, we haven't ruled out that possibility. I think it's a little bit on the overall, if I have to say yes or no, I would start Kyle Tucker still. To me, it would be wild if the guy that you made the – there's the look. You made the big trade for to come here, and you did in some months win because of this guy. That would be wild to me to not have Kyle Tucker in the lineup today.
I don't disagree that it would be wild to not have Kyle Tucker, but I understand why people want Mo Baller in the lineup.
I do too.
And with Kyle Tucker, the way he's looked since coming back from the calf injury, there's been nothing that's gotten you full of hope. Like, oh, he's back. It almost feels like he's not back because he hasn't done anything of impact since he's returned to the lineup.
Yeah, he's had two singles since he's returned. And unfortunately, that's not enough production. I will say this. What Seiya Suzuki is doing right now, especially performing on the stage where he's been consistent so far in these two games and providing you with extra base hits. He did have the lone double yesterday. That deserves some credit. Like, it was really nice to see him be who they hired him to be in big moments. And that was something that we didn't have the opportunity of trying to see yet, was who he was going to be in the playoffs. I do think that for this game to be successful for the Cubs, he's got to keep doing that. Like, I don't know what he's telling himself, and maybe it is being in the field that is helping him. Although I feel like he's had enough success as a DH. Like, do your thing, man. You have earned that opportunity. But so has Kyle Tucker, frankly. That is why he has the resume he does. Like, there are certain veterans who have earned their way into this in the lineup and the opportunities they have. Do you give him the hook when you feel like there's a really good opportunity for somebody next? Yes. Does it become scrutinized because we're trying to figure out what the best scenario is because yesterday wasn't enough? Also, yes.
I also think it's really hard to imagine Kyle Tucker, if they lose this game, his last game, he didn't play, and to see that bridge can be built to him staying. I'm not saying he's staying anyway, but that, I think, would be burning the bridge by not putting Kyle Tucker in the lineup in a game of consequence.
That's a great
point. And
then
they lose the game.
Mm. Yeah, and you've got to at least give him a chance to be who he is. And that's how I feel. We'll stay on the phones, 312-644-6767 here in Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score. Joey in Chicago is next. Joey, you're on the Score.
Hey, I just wanted to say you guys are right about Chris Tucker. Also, I work for WGN, 720 Sports Radio, and I'm better than you. You'll never be as good as us. You're off the air.
Dumpity dump 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 dump.
I do like Humpty Dumpty. He's my favorite.
Knowing people who work there, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, wow. If he's representing them, they have really fallen.
Newsflash, we know the people who work there. So I don't know how well that worked out for him, but I hope you were happy with that. Tyler in Illinois. Tyler, you're on the Score.
Get a chance to be a hero, Tyler.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I just want to talk to you guys. Got a couple questions for you. Have you noticed, I was watching the game with my dad last night, and did you guys notice how after, like, every out, it's like the heads are down. I know PCA was upset there when he grounded out and got the out, and we had a chance to score there with running scoring position, but just, like, every out we get, it's like we can't seem to, like, have any positive motion going to the next play. And then whatever happened to, like, when Jason Hayward was, he single-handedly had a team meeting in the World Series Game 7. Where is that at for our team right now? We don't have, unless I'm not seeing something, but, like, first of all, love listening to you guys. You guys are awesome. And party down here at, last name is Rep King, party down here in Effingham, Illinois, 3.5 hours south, if you guys want to come down. Party down here when we win it today, hopefully.
Can I bring the cat? As long as I can bring the cat.
Party downstate.
Hell yeah, man.
Tyler, thanks for calling. Thanks to everybody who did call. We appreciate the calls, all of them. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. There's been some news about the Bears Stadium. And they are asking for more money than I certainly thought they were going to, even with their current plan. And who are they asking from? Us. So we'll do that next. This is Raheem Harrison Grody live from Gallagher Way on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.